As I stated in our first video, if you're taking this course, you're different. You're not only a Christian, but you're likely involved in Christian ministry. You want to make a difference. Now, you may have a big ministry or a small ministry, but I imagine you have some really unique conditions that are unique to your community. Bottom line, you want to reach people with the gospel, but there's a problem. The times have changed. Maybe you've said to yourself, sure, we have the message of eternal life, but society has changed so much. How can we reach them with the gospel when they don't want to listen? I get it. Society is no longer open. Our society seems to have their arms crossed and is closed off to entertaining a conversation about spiritual things. You have a passion to share the gospel with the hurting world, but you don't know how to start that conversation with an openly hostile society. Now, in your quieter moments, you may have been wondering, has the church lost her position of influence? Is the church an antiquated and outdated vehicle? Has the church become so far out of touch that society no longer cares what the church has to say? And has it gotten so bad that society is not only now not listening, but now that society is outright antagonistic toward the church? I gotta tell you, you and I are alike in a lot of foundational ways. I identify with those fears. I identify with the pain of an ever-changing society filled with skepticism toward people of faith. Just like you, I have had my moments of questioning, right? I've wondered if people like even want to hear this beautiful message any longer. And I've been a believer long enough to see like this subtle and yet significant shift from a Christian society to a sharply post-Christian society. However, there's hope. And I'm gonna share with you right now a wholly different approach to reaching the world with the love of Christ. You see, the church needs to earn the right to be heard all over again. The days of walking up to a stranger and announcing to them their need for a Savior is over. I'll tell you what, it appears as if knocking on the door of a stranger and alerting them to their need for Jesus is just no longer viable. We gotta earn the right to be heard. And part of earning the right to be heard is not doing jerk things and instead doing good things for people. Sounds pretty basic, right? But James thought it wise to remind us that man's anger does not bring about the righteousness of God. Being an angry jerk to those outside of the faith is the opposite of earning the right to be heard. Now, seriously, haven't we had enough of this already? It is time for believers to live out the kindness of the Lord and to watch God bring about repentance and forgiveness. Now, I am excited, truly, to teach you this lead-out framework in our next several videos.